This is a CHOI News Report. A motion by the Regional District of Nanaimo to establish a community health and well-being service for Gabriola Island is going to an alternative approval process to get the consent of Gabriolans to fund the estimated $103,000 needed to hire a full-time coordinator. Diane Dunsmore-Farley, a spokesperson for the Gabriola Health and Well-being Collaborative, says there is a misconception that everyone who lives in the Gulf Islands is affluent.
A lot of folks think of Gulf Islands as the sort of place where wealthy people go and buy homes. And certainly there are wealthy people in our community, but we have a very high incidence of low-income individuals, seniors, and families. At the last census, we had almost 40% of our children were living in poverty. We've had several individuals die of tainted drugs in the last year. In our school, one of our elementary classes, two children had lost parents, and one child had lost two parents. So these are really significant problems for a small community to tackle. So it's really important to us that we're able to pull together as a community to figure out the solutions to these issues.
Vanessa Craig, director for Gabriola, Mudgee, and DeCourcy Islands at the Regional District of Nanaimo, says the paid position is needed as volunteers for the Health and Wellness Collaborative are burning out.
A lot of these groups are reliant on volunteers. Either they're entirely run on volunteers, the entire board and everybody who works is volunteer, or such as the People for a Healthy Community, which deliver a lot of programs on Gabriola. Although some of the staff have a paid position, they are heavily reliant on volunteers to deliver the services. And so what I was hearing from these groups is they want to work and support the community, but they're starting to reach a level of burnout.
Craig says she expects the coordinator will take on some of the administrative work, such as coordinating monthly meetings of the collaborative and applying for grants. RDN director and the Nanaimo City Councilor, Cheryl Armstrong, was a lone voice of opposition at the RDN meeting, saying she doesn't believe the project is essential. I spoke with her earlier this week.
For me, I've always struggled with the AAP process, and the only time I voted in favor of an APP is if I think the position or the dollars are absolutely necessary. I don't believe that $100,000 is good spending for somebody to coordinate. I think that's a lot of money. I think it should go to public referendum for something like that, because I don't believe that position is necessary.
Craig says that she respectfully disagrees.
I certainly respect Councillor Armstrong's opinion. I don't believe that this person will end up just coordinating meetings. And I guess that kind of goes to part of why we're going through this process, is the assumption that this stuff will get done anyway. Well, the reason things are getting done is because it's being done by volunteers. And what I'm hearing from the volunteers is that they would like some support so they can focus on doing the work that helps the communities and not necessarily all of the administration.
Armstrong says she thinks the service should be funded by the province.
I believe social planning belongs with the province, like housing, homelessness. Those are provincial mandates, health, provincial mandate. And the more that we keep accepting these downloads, the less dollars we have to work on infrastructure, parks, recreation, support staff, police, fire, waste.
The maximum property tax rate in the proposed bylaw is just under 4 cents per $1,000 of a property's assessed value. The average residential property on Gabriel Island in 2022 was worth $842,000, according to BC Assessment, which would put the average tax increase at roughly $32.75 per year. However, according to Craig, the tax revenue will be capped at roughly $50,000 in 2024, as the pilot project is only for a part-time position. The exact tax increase will be part of the RDN's 2024 budget and will be added if the bylaw is approved. Dunsmore Farley says that she understands people's concerns about raising property taxes.
The amount of money, of course, that would happen as a result of a tax increase is prorated based on the value of the property. I am not insensitive to the fact that for some people this is a big ask, but I would ask everybody to think about the fact that our ability to support those most in need is only going to increase by doing this.
At least 10% of eligible voters on Gabriola, or 392 people, will have until 4 p.m. on February 20th to fill out a form stating their opposition to the plan. If this threshold is reached, the bylaw would have to be approved in a referendum. Voters will be able to submit the AAP form by email, mail, fax, or in person at the RDN building in Nanaimo. For CHOY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.